Leo Gunn three-piece band from London. Anyway, it's time for me to go now. I will be back with you next Monday at 2 p.m. here on WMFO. And then I also have my show on WCAC Tuesday at 6 p.m. and at Moxkin Radio, moxkinradio.com at 10 to midnight on Thursday. So I'll be, like I said, I'll be back here next Monday at 2, and keep tuned in. Now we have Alex coming with his acoustic and folk stuff that he plays. So so you can keep tuned in and hear the music, and it's coming right now. Later.
More than welcome to the Folk and Acoustic Show with me, Alex Cumming. To get us started, here's some Ross Ainslie and Ali Hutton. absolutely brilliant sounds there of Ross Ainsley and Ali Hutton from their album Symbiosis 2. Can you imagine what their first album was called? Yes, you got it. That was their opening track to the album called Kings. Yes, and you're more than welcomed here to the Folk and Acoustic Show with me, Alex Cumming, here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, and online at www.wmfo.org. And I'm going to just play a lot of music today, not too much talking, at least I'll try. If you've heard the show before, I'm an Englishman who likes to talk, but apparently over here people like the accent, so you know, I'm on for a winner. But we're going to carry on with a track from a Boston area based duo, Ari and Mia. And back in 2013, they released an absolutely incredible album called Land on the Shore, and this is the title track. Absolutely loved that song. That was the brilliant Ari and Mia with Land on the Shore, the title track of their 2013 album, Land on the Shore. And if you manage to get your hands on a physical copy of that, it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous album cover that with all these beautiful autumnal colours with a whale on the front and the city and the land. And it's beautiful. Absolutely great stuff there from Ari and Mia. I was reminded of their music. I was over in Montague, Massachusetts, over in Western Massachusetts, and visiting the Book Mill because that's an incredible place. And I saw they were playing there on Saturday night and I just missed them. So I thought I'd please myself by playing some of their music. Great stuff. Now, talking of gigs, there is a lot of great gigs happening over the next week, including a brilliant band called Corner House, who you may remember were live in the studio, at least two of them were live in the studio a few weeks ago, talking about their brand new EP. Well, the time has come for them to launch their EP, and this Sunday at Club Passim, they're doing their big EP launch. With themselves playing, of course, and a great band, a great local duo called Rakish as well. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from those two artists. First of all, I'm going to start with Corner House with a track from their brand new EP, Smart Folks, which is released on Sunday, called You're Great, because, you know, they're great. And then we're going to go to a song by Rakish called Waterbound. So enjoy this.
Sure, you're not awake. It's not like you carry so much weight, and for sure you're not a waste of time. It's your grace.
My name on an old barn wall.
Lovely stuff there. That was Rakish with Waterbound. And before that, you heard Corner House with You're Great. And they are both performing at Club Passim on Sunday in a release celebration party for Corner House's brand new EP, Smart Folks. So go and check that out on Sunday night if you are free and up for a good time. Now I'm going to move on to some great music from a new trio called Triton, or Triton. I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce it. That's the joys of being English and dyslexic, see. But this trio features Alex Keller, Jeremiah McLean and Timothy Cummings, and they perform music from all over the world, really. It's absolutely great. It features fiddle, accordion, Swedish nickel harper, guitars and fiddles and accordion. It's just a brilliant sound, this band. So I'm going to play you a set of their Borés for you. Thank you. Great stuff there from Triton. Right, we'll be back with some brand new music from Finn Collinson after this.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That was the fabulous sounds of Sphere all the way from Norway, and they will be playing at Club Passim next week. They're doing actually two dates next week. They're going to be performing on Tuesday as Sphere and Friends, and then on Wednesday they have been joined by some more friends, and it's going to be an awesome couple of nights of music at Club Passim in Harvard Square next Tuesday and Wednesday night. I'm sure I'll play another track of theirs next week just to prep for that wonderful couple of shows. Now, before we had the little PSA, I promised you some music, some brand new music from Finn Collinson, and he is an incredible singer and guitarist and most of all whistles and recorders player from the UK, and he has just released his brand new debut album, and I'm going to play you the opening track from that album. The album is called I've already forgotten. Ah, there we go. I'm having one of those days today. You know, it's the start of the September rolling in and the fall starting to come and the change of season, and my brain is like, whoa. But there we go. This is from his debut album, Finn Collinson's debut album, Call to Mind. And this is the opening track called The January Walk.
Thank you.
Finn Collison and his guests there with the January Walk from his debut album Quarter Mind, which is released now. Now, we've been talking a lot about up and coming gigs this week because there is a lot of really cool gigs happening. And this Wednesday at the Burren, incredible Canadian band The Fretless are coming down to perform. And they perform traditional music on fretless instruments, as you might expect by being called the Fretless. So expect things like fiddles and violas and cellos, etc. And they're playing at the Burren on Wednesday night, as I said. And they're being, the show has been opened by the fabulous Eric McDonald, Louise Bicken, who you heard playing there with Corner House earlier in the show, and yours truly, myself. So if you want to see what I actually get up to when I'm not speaking to you on the airwaves, I'm performing opening for The Fretless on Wednesday. But to give you a flavour of what to expect, I'm going to give you a track from Eric McDonald, from his debut solo album, Rove, and that track is called Bra Sailing. And then we're going to play a track from The Fretless, from their new live album, and I'll tell you more about that afterwards. But here, to start with, here is the fabulous Eric McDonald.
Our ship, it sails at morn. Alas, cried my bonnie lass, that ever I were born. And it's bra sailing on the sea when wind and weather's fair. But it's better being in my love's arms. I wish that I were there. So when he came to her farmhouse at 12 o'clock at noon, the lassie being proud-hearted, she would not let him in. And it's bra sailing on the sea when wind and weather's fair, but it's better being in my love's arms. I wish that I were there. So she's taken the ring from her pocket, it cost her shillings 9, saying, take this ring, my bonny lad, for I have changed my mind. Then he's taken the ring from his pocket, it cost him guineas 3, saying, take this ring, my bonny lass, and ever think well of me. Now it's bra drinking Glasgow beer, it's better drinking wine, but it's best when I'm in my love's arms, where I've been many's the time. And it's bra sailing on the sea when wind and weather's fair, but it's better being in my love's arms. I wish that I were there. Now it's bra sailing on the sea when wind and weather's fair, but it's better being in my love's arms. I wish that I were there.
One of the things I absolutely love about live albums is you get a lovely round of applause at the end of a track on radio. That's brilliant. That was The Fretless with McLeod's Farewell and Palmer's Gate. And before that, you heard Eric McDonald with Brass Sailing. And you can hear both of those acts along with Louise Bicken and my fine self at the Burren in Davis Square on Wednesday night. And then if you would like to hear a full show from the trio with Eric McDonald, Louise Bicken and myself, we're doing a rather bizarre gig just down the road here from WMFO station. We're going to be performing at the Wash Vault in Medford, just off the Tufts campus. And we'll be performing in a laundromat, because that is cool. You can head out to Facebook and find out more information about that by searching The Wash Vault. Now, we're nearing the end of the show, but I still have time for a couple more tracks for you. And here is just a beautiful song. It's from a collaboration with Sam Carter and Jim Moray, their band The False Lights. And this is from the album Salva. And it's a gorgeous song called How Can I Keep From Singing? The joys of technology, so I'm just going to wait a second. Now, this is The False Lights are mostly famed for their absolutely brilliant folk rock music. But this just gives you a little change into some of their music. And this is just really bare bones and laid back. And you really get to hear them singing.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing when idols folly shed no tear, to hear their death knells ringing? When friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? In prison cell and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing? And though the tempest round me roars, I know the truth it liveth. And though the darkness round me close, songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
Absolutely beautiful stuff there with How Can I Keep From Singing with The False Lights. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Well, we're getting closer to the end of my show now. But as ever, you can listen again to the show by heading to www.wmfo.org, where you can also head to the schedule page and find this show. And you'll be able to listen to the show and any show again and again. And then you can also head to facebook.com/folkacousticshow, where you can catch up on all the goings-ons. I'll post the track listings up there too. and you'll be able to catch up with what's going on with the folk show there. It's been a lovely show this week, and it will be lovely to have you join us again next week. Like I said, I'll probably play some more music from some of the gigs coming up next week. Don't forget the gigs this week coming up will be at the Burren on Wednesday night with the Fretless. On the Sunday this week with Rakish and the EP launch for Corner House. They're launching their EP on Sunday at Club Passim in Harvard Square. So be sure to go and check that out as well. So to leave you with this, we started with a track from Ross and Ali. So I thought I'd finish with a track of theirs too. And this track is called Mix. So enjoy, and I'll see you again next week. And yep, cheery bye, my lovelies.